And if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item 4 on the agenda this morning is Resolution 2013-01, a resolution appointing resolution appointing Richard L. Allen as the City of Lapine's interim city manager. And I will read the resolution. Resolution number 2013-01, a resolution appointing Richard L. Allen as the City of Lapine interim city manager. Whereas City Manager Stephen J. Hassel will voluntarily resign from his position with the City of Lapine's effective 19 April 2013, and whereas in order to minimize significant disruption to city's provision of services to the public and or city operations, the Lapine City Council, the Council, believes it is necessary to immediately employ an interim city manager, and whereas Richard L. Allen was employed as city's interim city manager on or about June 2010 through March 2012, and whereas employee has the background, experience, and abilities necessary or appropriate to manage city and its operations until the City Council appoints a new city manager. Now therefore, the City of Lapine resolves as follows. The above stated findings are hereby adopted. The City Council hereby appoints employee as city's interim city manager. Employee's position as the interim city manager will commence on April the 20th, 2013, subject to the terms and conditions of an employment agreement to be negotiated and executed between city and employee. Employee will serve as interim city manager for a period intended not to exceed 12 months. Mayor Ken Mullinex, with assistance from the city attorney, is authorized and directed to negotiate the terms of an employment agreement with employee concerning his employment as interim city manager. The employment agreement will be presented to the City Council for review, and if the City Council deems appropriate, approval at a City Council special meeting on April 18, 2013. Comments? Do I have a motion to approve a resolution?
I don't have a microphone. Move that we approve Resolution 2013-01.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution number 2013-01 as read. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that it's unanimous. Okay.
Just a quick point on the contract. Great, since you haven't been involved with the city for the past few years, I have a conflict as it relates to Rick Allen in the sense that I represent Rick on other matters as well, both personally and on his business matters. In the past, I've provided conflict of interest letters for the city to review and acknowledge of the conflict. I can produce that letter again if necessary, and I'll have it here next week. But my representation will be solely that of the city and not Rick. So.
Okay. At this time also, I would like to speak to the transition of Rick coming on board, and between say Monday and Friday, so that you know we can any effort as we get down in time needs actually needs to be thought out and looked at as to what that transition period is. So I'd like to talk about that.
Sure. So one of the things that Ken and I have discussed, Steve, between now and say Friday of next week is that there be constant and ongoing communication between you and the city council with respect to the actions, if you will, of the city, specifically any decisions that you're making of significant consequence with respect to city operations. There should be some discussion with the city council before those actions are taken, primarily because of the fact that you only have 5 days here and the city needs to be aware of what actions are being taken during this interim phase.
And I have no problem with that. And in fact, we have, you know, I've already talked to Jeremy and the mayor and Stu about all the things that need to be attended.
Yep.
Need to be attended immediately. What can be put off.
Yep.
And that exercise was just for this purpose. One, to let you know there's two or three things that we want to get done before I leave on Friday. And two, to make sure that certain things that are just about at the finish line get attended to so they don't get lost in the equation. And then just to let you know that, you know, I've got ongoing dialogue with Rick Allen just about every couple hours, so he knows between now and then what's on the plate and what needs to be attended to, so that it's a pretty seamless transition.
Right.
Okay. So, not to worry. If anybody's going to worry, it's going to be me to make sure this place is healthy, wealthy, and wise as I walk out the door, and then also the promise. After I'm gone, I'm just a phone call away. So if there's an issue or a concern or where can I find this or what's your recollection, that's there available to you always as long as you need it. Okay. And then also I'd like to say that I've got some pretty good records. I've got a good cabinet file that identifies about 300 different aspects of our operation. I'm providing that to everybody so that if they want to know where anything is, it's in the file. And then also on our computer, we have a Steve correspondence file. And there's about 550 records there, all alphabetized. And I think between the records on the computer, records in the file, there's a pretty good, just about all the information that we're going to seek or needs to be sought, go find it one place or the other. Okay.
I think we all realize that the most important thing we've got facing us right now is the budget. And I would think that the council would want you to focus very specifically, say Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, on the budget, because it is what it is.
If I don't do another thing while I'm here, it's to have that budget message out to you. Now, you have two component parts of it right now. Monday or Tuesday, I sent out about a 7-page thing that said, here's all of our priorities for 2012-13, and their status and their financial implications. And what portion of those will carry forward to next year. And then B, the 13 priorities we established for this year and their financial implication. So you've got all of that together and you can look at that and make sure that we have, in your mind, sufficient funding for all of that. And then yesterday I sent out a second part of that budget message, and that was a list of here are some financial considerations that you need to think about. And there was a list of 26 of them. I don't know if you got a chance to look at them, but you have about a 3-page list of questions, and how you ask and answer those questions when we meet on April 16th will help steer the budget outcome. And that's why I gave it to you. Because again, if I'm just hurrying up and then it's April 16th and ta-da, here's the budget, and I don't have your input along the way, we're not going to have a very good budget. So the other component part, it gets back to what Jeremy said, and that is between now and then, not only do I have an obligation to keep you informed, work with Rick, make sure for a transition that's good, but also I need your input between now and then, so we got a good budget document. So as I stroll out the door, I have the comfort level that you have all the component parts that you need to make a good decision about our budget, right? Because as you point out, Mayor, that is the most important thing I do between now and then. Okay?
Okay. Councilor?
Steve, could you resend the first document to me?
Sure. I can do two things. I can send it to you, but before you leave, I can make you a hard copy.
That's fine. Yeah, something I can read. I don't know when I was sick, but
that's right. You were ill. Yeah. Let me send that to you. In fact, I'll give you both component parts while you're here. Okay.
Great. Thanks.
Stu?
No.
Okay. I think it would help, Steve, and I just think about, you know, the transitions I've made in time. And somebody coming in and taking my position is to work out something so that you can have gathered your office up, your personal stuff, make it at some point in time, probably Friday, for Rick to move in.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's what we did before. If you recall, Rick was acting city manager and I strolled in and we worked out a way for me to assume the role and him to leave the role, and now we're just doing it reverse.
Yeah.
So for instance, yesterday I brought from home the laptop I've been using.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I gave it to him.
Okay.
And so he's got, because it's a better laptop than the laptop he has, given him a key to the building, so he has full access to this building, showed him where the files were, so that.
Okay.
And again, the thing I've said to Rick is, as I stroll out the door, I'm a phone call away.
Okay.
All right.
Should we put on a meeting with you, Steve, on Thursday?
That's fine.
Okay.
Do you still want to do that, Ken?
Sure, that'd be good.
Okay.
You guys can help me clean my office.
There you go. I'll bring the box.
As long as it's not 6 feet long and 2 feet wide.
If there's no further comment there, I'd go to item 5, which is employee resignation. Steve, I understand, we understand that Lori Martin had put in her resignation and at another point withdrew that.
That's
Would you
correct.
Comment on that?
Just to say that, you know, I'm trying to get to, if there are personnel issues associated with her actions, then I want a good resolution to those. And I'm seeking guidance from our attorney, and I'm seeking guidance from an employee handbook here that you folks have approved and sort of my guiding light.
Okay.
And how to resolve this thing, because again, one of the things I'm bragging about is I go out the door, and I want it to be a truism, is that on my watch we've had pretty good employee relations here, and I think that serves the public's best interest.
Okay.
All right, sir?
Thank you very much.
Well, for a point of clarification, then, so you, Lori obviously tendered her resignation, and then she rescinded the resignation, you accepted the rescission, correct?
Well, I don't know that I accepted it. I just took it under advisement that she had provided me with that and said to her, I said, you think about this as you're handing it to me, and left the door open for its rescission.
Okay. So what is the status then, Lori? Are you?
No, I rescinded my decision to resign.
Okay.
All right.
And so, again, Steve, I guess my million-dollar question to you is, as of yesterday, you said you accepted the rescission, so I assume that is the case.
Well, it's, I don't want to get into semantics, but I accepted it and in the same breath asked her if this is what she wanted to do and gave her some time to certainly think about it. And as she thought about it, then she told me that she decided against it. And again, I'm relying upon the give and take concepts that are found in our handbook that say that, you know, if there's an issue, then you ought to look into it and you ought to apply dispute resolution factors to it to solve it, okay? And so that's what I'm doing.
But, and I hate to be,
beat
a dead horse, but we just need a simple answer for the record. Did you not accept the rescission of the resignation? I understand what the handbook says. I know what it talks about as far as dispute resolution, but none of that was applicable or is applicable with respect to the resignation. And so the city council just needs to confirm that you in fact accepted her rescission.
I don't know if I did or not. I'm sorry that I don't have a better answer for you. I did accept it in the sense that I took it and I held on to it. But in the same thing, I asked her if that's what she wanted.
Okay. And she's telling us today, and she's
she told me previously that she did not want to.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It seems to me that a person has a right to change their mind.
And I'm not debating that. I'm just, okay. It's a question towards you, Steve, directed at you specifically about what you did or didn't do.
Okay, well, I accepted it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, item six is public comment. Any public comment? Hearing none, council comment?
None.
And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move we adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thanks everybody for coming out so early this morning.
Early. Almost lunchtime now.
Yeah, really.
I don't know what you want to touch.
That was yours too.
I know. It's my pet.
We just need to know so we can.